this is not an educational video. This is a video that hopefully encourages and inspires those who are looking to improve their voice and who haven't found the time or created the time in their lives to do it. I'm gonna tell you that you have all the time in the world to improve your voice. There's no science to how long it takes to improve your own voice or to better. It depends on who you are. It depends on where you are with your voice, how you perceive it, how much time you put into it. I often liken improving your voice to almost being similar to trying to build muscle, because in a sense, in some respects, you do try to build muscle. But if anyone going to the gym is working and training consistently, they're going to get results. But if they just turn up once or twice a year, they're not really going to get any gains. In fact, it's probably going to go the other way. And it's the same with your voice. If you're not training it, if you're not maintaining it, it's not going to function. And over time, it's going to not work for you as well as it used to. And so you can build these vocal muscles and this use of your voice vocal as a vocal muscle or an instrument in itself. And it can also be left to decline. So really, what do you want? If you're at this channel and you're looking for inspiration and you're looking for educational videos, the videos themselves won't do anything for you. You have to do the work. This is the point. And a lot of the videos on my channel are quick tips, and a lot of the videos are advice like this. But that isn't the work. So you do need to find a plan. And there are obviously, there's lots of exercises on this channel as well, and things that will give you work to do. But you have to make a dedicated effort to improvement if that's what you want to see results. I understand that time might be an issue, but this is why I wanted to put this video together today, because I just wanted to go over a few things that might help put that in perspective for you. Many of you might not have a family, children, wife, might not even be at work yet. So I just want to give you a context of time. So this year, for this channel, I've made 31 long form videos. I've made 43 shorts. I've also put these on other channels as well, not just YouTube. I've written 20 songs. I've released an EP of 3 songs. I've written, directed, produced my first feature film, which is no small effort. I trained for and ran my first marathons. I say first marathons because the first one was a trail marathon and the second one was a road marathon, and they're very different. Both 42 kilometers, however, and both very difficult, and that took a lot of work. I created an entire website from scratch, transferred all my online courses from the old course provider over to the new one, set up payments and everything, only to find out that it doesn't work properly and I had to cancel it all and go back to the old website. I'm telling you this because that's quite a lot. I've achieved quite a lot of creative things and still momentum and moving forward with myself as a creative, as an entrepreneur, whilst also maintaining a family. And I say this because it's important. I have 2 children and a wife. We live in Finland. The kids are at school between 9 and 4:30. I start work at 9 and I finish work at 4, so I'm able to get them. And that gives me 7 hours, Monday to Friday, because at the weekends I'm with my family as well. It gives me 7 hours to do all this stuff in. Okay, so there's 8 weeks of that, 1 month, which the kids are both off at the same time, and another 2 weeks here and a week there and a week there where the kids are off too. So then I'm not working for the majority. So that's 8 weeks of the 365 days of the 52 weeks that I can't work. And so there's 7 hours in each of those days. However, 2 hours of that, I've got lunch and I'm also doing my workout at the same time. So that's 90 minutes and 30 minutes. It's respectively, it's 2 hours. So that gives me approximately 5 hours per day. And let's have a look. I've got after all the holidays and the days off and the weekends, that's 220. So 220 days times 5 hours. So that gives me 1,100 hours a year to get all that done in. 1,100 hours. Because of the situation I'm in and because of the life I live and where I am. So just think, in 1,100 hours, what could you achieve? Of course, most of you are giving up your work life to that, or perhaps even more hours than that for work. And so what's left outside of it, of course, doesn't leave you a whole lot. And it so happens that I've worked this into my, I've made this as an entrepreneur, I've made this my lifestyle. I haven't earned much money this year, and anything I did earn has gone into the film. So I just want to put it in perspective, because if you don't work yet, or you don't have a family, or you do work but you're single, there's still hours in the day. There's still much time that you could be using to improve your voice. Are you doing that? Are you using your time to play video games, to watch movies, to go out with your friends, to create other things? If you feel that your vocal improvement isn't as important as those things, then that would make sense why you haven't done it yet. But if you're someone who feels like you want to improve and you're not improving, you've got to start looking at your time and what you have left over to get those gains, to improve the way you want to improve. Now, I don't want to lecture you. It's, this is your life, but you're here for a reason, right? You're here because you want to improve, and I want to help you. But what can you do in a year? I've done a lot this year, a huge amount, and running a business. What can you do? Set yourself a goal. It's 2025 coming up. Start doing it now. Prepare yourself. What are you going to do? Daily consistent effort, small things, just an hour or something every day. An hour or something every day. Even 20 minutes. 20 minutes a day working on your voice is better than nothing. And it's certainly better than those apps that just give you 5 minutes of advice every day, or like a like some quotes and a blog to listen to. It's not gonna do it. You've got to be working on your body physically to make physical changes, and the voice is physical. So forget about rhetoric, because if you can't use your voice, you won't be able to speak rhetoric very well. I'm quite firm on that. That's me. I hope you had a great year. I can't wait to share my film with you and future music and all the creative stuff that I'm doing. Oh yeah, I also started another website, didn't I? I haven't shared everything I've done. There's been lots more, but that's the main things. And that's where my heart is. And I hope you can find it in your heart to help yourself. And if you want 365 days of deliberate attention to your voice, I've put all my courses together into one package on a 365-day subscription. That way you can get access to all of it for less than it used to cost, much less than it used to cost for four of them. And that's five courses. So perhaps that's something you can do to start your new year on the right foot. Contact me if you want to talk about what's best for you in that, or if it's right for you, because it's not for everyone, and it does take some commitment. However, the results are in, and it is proven to be very beneficial for those who stick with it. Well, there's my little pitch. Have a great Christmas, New Year's, and I'll be bringing more content in the New Year's. You've spoken, you've said what you want. And now I'm going to start making some more videos on voiceover and narration, character work. I'm looking forward to that. And maybe some more accents and more reviews too. Take care. I'm Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. And until next year, look after your voice.